visiting teaching message. The Divine Mission of Jesus Christ, Creator. Prayerfully study this material and seek to know what to share. How will understanding the life and mission of the Savior increase your faith in Him and bless those you watch over through visiting teaching? For more information, go to ReliefSociety.LDS.org. This is the first in a series of visiting teaching messages featuring aspects of the mission of the Savior. Jesus Christ created the heavens and the earth. 3 Nephi chapter 9, verse 15. He did so through the power of the priesthood under the direction of our Heavenly Father. See Moses chapter 1, verse 33. How grateful we should be that a wise Creator fashioned an earth and placed us here, said President Thomas S. Monson, that we might experience a time of testing, an opportunity to prove ourselves in order to qualify for all that God has prepared for us to receive. When we use our agency to obey God's commandments and repent, we become worthy to return to live with Him. Of the creation, President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the first presidency, said, "We are the reason He created the universe." This is a paradox of man. Compared to God, man is nothing. Yet, we are everything to God. Knowing that Jesus Christ created the earth for us because we mean everything to Heavenly Father can help us increase our love for them. From the Scriptures, John chapter 1, verse 3, Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 2, Mosiah chapter 3, verse 8, Moses chapter 1, verses 30 through 33, verses 35 through 39, Abraham chapter 3, verses 24 through 25. From our history, we have been created in God's image. See Moses chapter 2, verses 26 and 27. And we have divine potential. The prophet Joseph Smith admonished the sisters in Relief Society to live up to their privilege. With that encouragement as a foundation, sisters in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints have been taught to live up to their divine potential by fulfilling God's purposes for them as they come to understand who they really are, God's daughters, with an innate capacity to love and nurture. They reach their potential as holy women. You are now placed in a situation where you can act according to those sympathies which God has planted in your bosoms, said the prophet Joseph Smith. If you live up to these principles, how great and glorious! If you live up to your privilege, the angels cannot be restrained from being your associates. What can I do? 1. How does seeking to understand our divine nature increase our love for the Savior? 2. How can we show our gratitude for God's creations? End of visiting teaching message. The Divine Mission of Jesus Christ, Creator.